Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, dear listeners. Today we have a very special guest with us. You've been with us on several occasions. And we'd like to welcome Dr. Joel Furman to the Better Living Radio program. Are you there, Dr. Furman?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for joining us in your busy schedule. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the air with us. It's always very informative. And for our listeners who did not have the privilege of hearing you before, would you just briefly tell us a little bit about yourself? All right. Right, that's wonderful. That is great news, Dr. Furman. To think that a person who is a diabetic, who have been told they have to be on the medication for the rest of their life, can actually get off of their medication, can get better, that they don't need that medication anymore. It is a revolutionary thought, just to say the least. So today we're talking about reversing high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes without drugs, bypass surgeries, or any of those things. Dr. Furman, certainly if anyone is qualified to speak on this subject matter, you are, and we appreciate you joining us once again. Now tell us, Dr. Furman, reversing these particular conditions are among the top leading causes of death, heart disease, for example. Is it possible within the medical thinking that there can be any reversal of diabetes, for example?
Explain exactly how to make the foods and make them taste great. Like how to make, for example, up with less calories, you can't eat anymore. So we give them delicious recipes to make them feel full and to make them feel satisfied. And
wow.
And they lose weight, and they flood the body with nutrients, and their diabetes melts away, the blood pressure goes back to normal, the cholesterol comes back to normal, they don't need medications anymore. And I can just tell you one, you know, great story after another, the exciting part of my life, and why I love doing what I do, is watching people with serious illnesses, like heart disease and diabetes.
Wow. Okay. That's right.
The play span that America is very low. They can't be playing, you know, tennis and volleyball and swimming and surfing and climbing mountains. They can't be doing things or even enjoying the full pleasures of the arts and the nature because they're losing. They can't even think straight or see well or hear well.
Yeah. So what would you say is the cause of these conditions? We didn't define the condition. Everybody know what heart disease is. Everybody know what blood pressure is. Everybody know what diabetes is by now. What would you say is the cause of heart disease, for example? That's right.
Powerful anti-cancer protective foods. Greens, beans, onions, mushrooms. dietary portfolio that includes all these foods together in a diet, then we see miracles happen to people. The body sees protective nutrients that work with each other, strengthen each other's effects. So, see, the American diet is 2% of calories and vegetables, 2% of calories and fruits. Most people don't eat mushrooms and black seeds and scallion and onion on a regular basis. These foods have tremendous power to protect us, our health and longevity. And with this, with my vast, you could say, experience, years of doing this, working with famous world-class chefs, and my own, experience and interest we've developed, 1,500 recipes on my website. We don't need 1,500 people, either. Maybe 100.
Yeah.
Great recipes to incorporate into their lives to make healthy foods taste great, to assure people that they can eat healthily and really enjoy what they're eating, and feel that they have their great health, great taste, marry that together. Not missing anything to give up junk food and processed food and fast food. Those foods are very addictive. But if you stay away from them and you follow this program, and just, because people come to me with serious illnesses, and I say, decide what to eat or eat what you like.
Whatsoever. So it is amazing. So the dietary situation there is able to reverse and prevent all of these lifestyle diseases. And you gave us an example, 1994 gentleman, and he is in his 90s today and still going. That's an example of a cure. A true cure. Okay.
These people I see every day, they come here. Are you still there, Peter?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I just had to change the sound. Yeah, they come to my retreat here.
Yeah.
And people stay here for 2 to 3 months with diabetes. They come in with diabetes on medications. I teach them the diet. We have chefs going over the recipes. I lecture to them. They're here to check out.
Okay.
We have psychologists specializing in food addiction. And they, within a few months, they're coming off their diabetic medications. By the time they're ready to leave and go home, they've got no more diabetes. They know how to live. They know how to eat. They know how to make it taste great. And they wouldn't think of going to eat another way because they know that they don't take insulin anymore. They don't take drugs anymore. They don't take blood pressure medications anymore. They're off all the medications. They've got their life back.
Wow.
You know what happens to these people? You wouldn't believe what happens. They always say their mental fog lifts. They get more excited about life.
Yeah.
Their personalities change. They just get rid of their diabetes, but they feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
They feel better about their life. They think more clearly. They're more creative. More able to tackle their life and be more productive and a better human being. And they're not worried about, they lost their food addiction. And addictions drive people.
Yeah.
They drive people's behavior. So they can't
absolutely
be a human being they could be. You know what I mean? They're driven to, but I just want to make money to be able to spend it on stimulating food and toxic food.
Yeah.
Instead of being free to really be creative and to enjoy their life. And not waste so much time being sick.
You know, Dr. Furman, I don't quite understand. I'm thinking all this that you're saying as a medical doctor. Did you learn this in medical school, perhaps? And maybe you were paying more attention than the other physicians?
I would say not. So there is an organization of physicians now called the American College of Lifestyle Medicine.
Okay.
You have to pursue it as a specialty
yeah.
your own volition and learn it on your own.
Okay.
I wrote my book Eat to Live was first written in 2004, and I wrote that book Eat to Live with the desire to show people that they don't have to be sick.
Yeah. I do understand that physicians tend to die a whole lot younger than the average population. Why is that?
Well, I don't know if that's true. The average population in this country doesn't do that well, so the shortest of people in this in the country today are the linebackers on football teams.
Okay.
Because they eat to get so big and large.
Okay.
So largeness is a criteria for a short lifespan.
Okay. Okay.
Doctors die so
young. All right.
I know they're not the longest profession, believe it or not, is conductors of orchestras. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Maybe moving their arms, maybe because they love the music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe the music does some stimulation on their brain. What more do you think can be done to raise the awareness of the people to the cause of their illness, their lifestyle diseases, to make better choices? What more do you think can be done that you can do or would suggest?
Public service now.
Yeah.
Every aspect of society has to recognize the importance, so we have to be working together to improve the nutrition.
Oh, wow. Now, let's talk about high blood pressure. That's the silent killer. What more can be done besides taking your medication for diabetes? I mean, not diabetes, high blood pressure.
Yes, of course. Because, you know, doctors don't give people informed consent. They don't tell them that the dangers of the medications. I think if people knew how really dangerous those medications are, they would be more likely to want to change their diet. People
yeah. Right.
Blood pressure medications don't take away the stiff blood vessels. They don't do anything. They just let me, you know, they reduce the power of the heart, they relax the blood vessels a little bit. But the point I'm making right now, number one, over years of using these medications for cancer. For example, calcium channel blockers have been shown to double the risk of breast cancer after 10 years of use in certain studies.
Right.
To lower diastolic blood pressure with medication. It prevents the recoil of the peripheral vessels pushing blood back to the heart, and it creates more ischemia. So what I'm saying right now is the lack of oxygen to the heart.
Yeah.
It enables people to think because their blood pressure now looks normal. They can go to eat the same diet that caused the problem to begin with.
Right. And then they end up having to take another medication for the side effects of those medication, huh?
Exactly. And then who's tracking the risks of taking multiple medications simultaneously? And how much that increases your risk of cancer. You know?
So you've written several books over the years, Dr. Furman, trying to get the information out to the public. What books have you written relating to heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure?
The book I have is called The End of Heart Disease, which gives my very comprehensive book, which is including all the recipes and diets, emergency diets. In other words, I give people all the everything they need there to get to reverse their high blood pressure, lower their cholesterol naturally, and reverse heart disease. And then my book, The End of Diabetes, is a very popular book, also a number one New York Times bestseller. I mean, it wasn't a number one New York Times bestseller. My Eat to Live book was a number one New York Times bestseller, but my End of Diabetes book was a New York Times bestseller. And that book has been very, very well. And, hundreds, thousands of people have reversed their diabetes.
Wow. So the folks listening may wonder, if I read, buy these books, you know, maybe Amazon or wherever, and read it cover to cover and follow the information, is it possible that I may be the one that it does not work for? Or is this diet and lifestyle thing just the best thing that a person can practice?
Right. I mean, you could say, you know, we're having advanced cancer.
Yeah.
So you give up junk food. right. improve. People's health improved. They feel better. They live longer. They live longer. You know, as long as you're not in a coffin yet, you're still breathing and eating. You might as well enjoy your life. You might as well, you know, improve how you feel, improve your health, live a little longer, live a little better, live a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some diseases that are so advanced, it may be impossible to still reverse it at that point.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've seen the most critical and advanced cases of heart disease, diabetes, and people who are like almost sent home to die, still with chest pains, and they've gone to my program, and they've gotten better, and they've recovered. You know, unless you're in like advanced stages of heart failure, have like very poor ejection fraction, I can't imagine a person not improving with this program. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Wow. So you also referred to your retreat, health retreat, that you have, I think, in California.
San Diego.
San Diego, California. That for folks who perhaps may not be able to follow the program at home, they can go away from home and they receive the program administered to them. You can tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, some people have such severe food addiction, like cocaine addiction. They know what to do. They want to do this. They want to lose their weight, too. But they just need to go somewhere to get better.
Yeah.
And they go to these health retreats for a week or two, and they eat healthy, and they drop 5 or 10 pounds. And they go home, and they're right back in the same situation again, back to unable to do it, and they go gain the weight back.
Right. She lost 200 pounds.
200 pounds in a little over than a year, a little more than a year.
Well, that is very impressive. That's very impressive. Very impressive. So, if you would summarize for us this great nutritional program, how should people eat? You know, maybe there's somebody who just want to get some help right now. Okay, all right, that's a good.
DrFurman.com. Yes, DrFurman.com. Because they can learn more about the program.
Absolutely.
They can read information. They can learn about the retreat. They
okay.
can read my books and read about the books a little bit.
Okay.
The first thing is gaining knowledge, because you want to do it right. And if you're going to do it, you want to have the information that you can store them to make sure you're not going to fail.
And right.
Do it right the first time. But so many people checked out. They give it up. They go to the town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of make sure you have the knowledge. Do it right.
Yeah.
Learn about this as much as you can. Do the reading. Do your studying. And then jump in with both feet. And let's see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. So that sounds like a great thing. So a great place for them to start is to visit your website. And that is, again, drfurman.com, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's correct. All right. So in the food selection, while we think about that, what is the most important food that a person should try to get in to their diet? I know we shared the acronym before, but...
Right, we scared the GBOM acronym, but I want people to do two things right away.
Okay.
Yeah. A big salad at least once a day. They gotta do that. Sure.
Okay.
Number two, they have to make a big bowl of vegetables and soup on the weekend.
Okay.
Use that big bowl, a big pot of vegetables and soup. They can turn it into, you know, five different lunches and have a salad, a bowl of soup, and a piece of fruit for lunch every day. Lunch is the most important meal.
Okay.
Do that. Rest is the most important deal. Getting out of the house, tempted, or you're exposed to other unhealthy foods around you, we got to make sure people start with a healthy diet in the house.
Wow. Okay, so two things, vegetable salad, and have a great soup. On the weekend, make a large pot of soup, and that lasts for a few days or something, and that's very beneficial in getting nutrients, more nutrients into the system. So if a person does those two things, would they see any kind of benefit whatsoever? Tremendous benefit.
Yeah, the fact that they're eating those foods means they cut out all the junk that they used to eat during the day for lunch. And beans and nuts, when you put with the lunch on the salad, you know, the beans and the soup and the nuts on the salad, that makes you filled up and takes away your appetite. You don't want to eat all the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to eat till dinner. And they're comfortable, you know, getting through and not being tempted by eating cookies and chips. So it's not just what they're eating, it's what they're not eating, too.
Okay, and that's low-calorie, high-nutrient-dense food there.
Exactly. The whole key here is eat a diet that's high in nutrients, lots of fiber, and it makes people feel full, satisfied, and they're comfortably eating less calories, and then they're getting slowly removing their desire to excessively eat calories, which is low stress rapidly.
Okay. Now, Dr. Furman, do you, as a physician, do you still do consultation? If maybe someone wants to be able to call your office and try to get a consultation or something like that, is that possibility there?
Dr. Benson, who's my associate, also does phone consultations. And
okay. Okay. Okay, so, all right, so again, they can go on the website and see the information pertaining to the contact, but is there a number that they can call the office or to get more information, to get perhaps set up for consultation with your associate or someone?
Zero 200.
Okay, so those numbers are 800-474-WELL. For medical consultation, 908-237-0200. All right, that's great. That's wonderful. We'll just keep going on until they come to take us off the air. They must be busy somewhere. But Dr. Furman, we talk about your book, Reversing Heart Disease, Reversing High Blood Pressure. Is the recommendation in each of these books different from the other? Is there a special diet for heart disease, special diet for diabetes, special diet for high blood pressure?
To accelerate progression, to reverse
Okay,
correct.
Wonderful.
So it's just that the end of diabetes, what you have to say, might be a hair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We certainly appreciate you being able to join us, Dr. Gerald Furman. And these have been very helpful information. We hope to be able to get you back on. There's a lot that you have to share, and it would take a whole year to exhaust the knowledge that you have on the subject matter. All right. So, thank you very much, Dr. Furman. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Join us next week again at the same time as we continue our health interviews. God bless.
Yeah, I've got a show going on from 8 to 12, so I'm trying to bounce back and forth, and yeah.
That's all right. You didn't play the outro, huh?
Oh, did it not kick the outro?
All right.
I'm sorry. I'll throw in a spot for it on this news.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you supposed to put the news on just now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It now.
Oh, man. That's all right.
Yeah. I'm still learning kind of the ins and outs, especially over here. I'm more comfortable over there. When I get in this studio, it's still a little different.
And that's the FM over there?
Yeah, that's the FM over there.
Ah. And Eric is gone.
Were you on vacation?
Yeah, I went to vacation. I went to